A brother with hugs, laughs, and daps. They don't yell like banshees or stampede. Women ain't gotta dress fancy for the man. Please, my listeners understand me. My fight to go about this right. What the stand means, it's more than some grand schemes to hold up a Grammy. We fighting in a war that we can't see. My brothers and sisters in this struggle, there's no fans, we family. Same root and branch tree. Listen, I'm and keep your hearts warm, minds on fire, and I'm antsy. I know it's so cliche, but I'm angry that some can't eat. Meanwhile, I'm letting a damn feast of pastas and canned meats rot in my pantry. Like, Lord, please, can we speak on this frankly? Like, God, why you letting this happen? Amen. He answers, son, I'm asking you the same thing. Cause you're supposed to be my servants out there working. Like, you're my hands reaching out to those that's hurting. You don't have long on this earth, and I hope you won't compromise. I said, I hope you won't compromise. In this life, yo, we just can't compromise. In this fight, yo, we just can't compromise. When it's time, yo, we just can't compromise. Our whole lives, yo, we just can't compromise. I said, we just can't compromise. There's too many ways and ways to compromise. This stands wrong, yo, we just can't compromise. It's like that.
Julian Taylor, I'm your host here on the Jukebox. That's a song called Get Loud by Mr. Saga. And this is an Anishinaabe artist whose real name is Jordan Jameson, but goes by Mr. Saga. And he's got a great passion for music that's grounded in traditional and cultural influences. And I hope you enjoyed that song. Before that, it was Shad with Compromise from the album The Old Prince. Shad is our featured artist of the week. And honestly, what would Canadian hip hop be without Shad? If you get a chance, check out his documentary on hip-hop. It is fabulous. And now it's time for a song that is 6 degrees, or is it? Yeah, I think 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Here is Kenny Loggins with Footloose right here on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Forward and Payaka, Manakl and then Gosaka.
fun reggae music from the year 1972 and the soundtrack to The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff. That was Scotty and Draw Your Breaks. If you haven't seen this movie, it is an important movie to see, and it is filled with incredible, great music. Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Brand new music from Tennyson King, and I've known Tennyson for quite some time. They're an incredible performer and spends time between Hong Kong and Canada. Indie folk musician from both places, and it certainly is wonderful to see the eclectic amalgamation of what Tennyson does. So very excited to play this song. And also on the show, it's Putty Waters. This is Growing Pains from Terrace, BC, an incredible indie Indigenous Canadian artist that we've played on the show, who blends poetic imagery with emotional raw lyricism and explores love, contradicting people, personal growth, all of those things that we all think about. It's a real cool introspective feel. I hope you dig it. Here's Growing Pains on the Jukebox.
Everything that I've been put through, go on and change those locks any time you need. You know in the end it was going to be. You know, in the end, there's both of us to blame.
We put in our song that got me in a bad place, and it hurts to sing along. Now I see you in the open with your face hidden under a veil. Not that I was hoping all of this was going to fail.
Sego, this is Raven from Digging Roots, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, let's walk the heavenly road. I was living me life as an Anglican. Let me tell you how I changed to a Baptist man. I was living me life as an Anglican. Let me tell you how I changed to a Baptist man. One night I was walking down a Frederick Street, poor and hungry, no shoes on me feet. I pass a door that said down with sin. It was the smell of food that pulled me in. We are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, let's walk the heavenly road all together, children. Going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, let's walk the heavenly road once again now. Going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan, let's walk the heavenly road. Well, the leader walk up
when he shook my hand, said, I want you to be a holy man. Right away, I made a quick decision. My stomach was a-growling for this new religion. I started over to get some food when some sisters approached me in a mystic mood. They dunked me in the water about 4 or 5 times. I couldn't see a thing cause I was almost blind, singing, I got a sword in my hand. I'm going to use it well. Deliver me. Drenched to my skin and I was feeling cold, but the sight of the food made me take a hole. The sisters started to break away. They said, kneel, believers, kneel and pray. I pray and I pray in a newfound style. In the meantime, my taste buds was running wild. I was about to fall clear out of my seat when a man jumped up and said, before you eat, you got to moan, children, moan. You got to moan, children, moan. And if you want to go to heaven when you die, you got to moan, children, moan. All together now. Moan, children moan, you got to moan, children moan. And if you are to go to heaven when you die, got to moan, children moan. Once again now, moan, children moan, you got to moan, children moan. And if you are to go to heaven when you die, got to moan, children moan. Well, before I baptized, I had plenty pain. Now I find myself a free man again. Well, before I baptized, I had plenty pain. Now I find myself a free man again. Don't talk about the leaders, they treat me good. Plenty sweet oil and plenty food. My brother, it was then that I realized every man on earth should be baptized. Cause going down, Jordan, we are going down, Jordan.
From the album Jump Up Calypso, yes, it is the amazing Harry Belafonte. Is there a better looking man than Harry Belafonte? I've got a crush on the guy, and he's been dead for quite some time. Actually, Lenny Kravitz and Harry Belafonte should go hand in hand and see who wins on a vote online. Maybe we should do that here on the show. Anyhow, that was Going Down Jordan, a beautiful song, and he's got such an influence on the world. In fact, there's a Grammy Award in his name, and it's for the song that is the strongest representation of the social rights movements around the world. Very cool stuff. Got one more song before I get there. I just want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Thank you so much. If you have any requests, let us know. You can hit us up on socials. And to my incredible team, thank you for helping me put this show together each and every week. To our sponsors, we love you. Thanks for allowing us to do this. And to our station partners, we love you too. Thanks for getting these amazing songs and this show out to everybody's ears. So here's one more for the road. It is The Cure and Friday, I'm in Love. Until next week, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
This is Bird Note. Today is International Owl Awareness Day. Owls are magnificent animals that share our cities with us, like great horned owls, and live in some of the most extreme environments on Earth, like snowy owls on the Arctic tundra. They range in size from huge, like the Black Istance fish owl of Eastern Asia, to the songbird-sized elf owl of Mexico and the Southwest U.S., less than 6 inches tall and weighing less than half a deck of cards. Owls play key roles in their ecosystems. They keep prey populations of rodents and insects in check, which in turn helps promote a healthy balance of the species eaten by those animals. Owls even help control pests like non-native rodents where people live, all without traps or poison. And they lend their music to our nights. By giving these amazing birds their space when they're nesting, preserving habitats where they breed and hunt, and avoiding rodenticides that could poison their prey, we can help ensure a safe future for our world's incredible owls. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Ever see a friend behave disrespectfully towards a girl and do nothing about it?
Ever give a woman the silent treatment because you don't like what she said?
Ever believe if you both partied enough, she'd be easily swayed?
Ever believe family violence is a woman's fault because she pushed you too far?
Don't be that guy.
This message was brought to you by AMPPA and supported by Women and Gender Equality Canada.